USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
35 people are now known to have been killed by western wildfires, with dozens more people missing and feared dead. Most of the fatalities have occurred in California, where Cal Fire's Daniel Verlant says,
"This weekend we've had a good opportunity with the lack of wind and more seasonable temperatures. Our firefighters have been making real good progress on 29 major wildfires that are burning across California."
But fires are also still raging in Oregon and Washington State, where winds are expected to pick up again today. Folks in Mississippi are being warned to prepare for Tropical Storm Sally, expected to be a hurricane when it strikes neighboring Louisiana early tomorrow morning. Forecasters warn Mississippi will be on the eastern side of the storm, meaning it will get the brunt of the rainfall and wind. In some spots, maybe 20 inches of rain. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit, plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
We told you about wildfires in California at the top of the news today. President Trump will be viewing some of the devastation there. He spent the weekend in nearby Nevada, appearing at several campaign rallies, at one emphasizing law and order in America.
Biden wants to appease domestic terrorists, and my plan is to arrest domestic terrorists. Okay? And we also believe that if you murder a police officer, you should receive the death penalty.
The president also to make a campaign stop in Arizona today for a Latinos for Trump rally at the Arizona Grand Resort. Two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies who were shot in an ambush in Compton on Saturday are expected to survive, their conditions upgraded from critical to stable a few hours back. The two were ambushed by a gunman who is still at large. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love the product. It's making me feel young again. I'm 84 years old, and I feel 50. So I'll tell you, it is a wonder. And that's why I want to make sure that I always get it on time. I don't want to miss a dose.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A former New York City mayor is reportedly going to spend some big bucks of his own to help Joe Biden win Florida this November. The Washington Post is reporting Michael Bloomberg is planning to kick in at least $100 million to boost the Democratic hopeful's campaign in the Sunshine State. Bloomberg spent an estimated $900 million of his own on his failed bid for the White House earlier this year. A young Australian personality and conservationist is showing off the first photos of her new growing brood, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Television personality and wildlife conservationist Bindi Irwin has shared on social media an ultrasound of her first child, as she is expecting with her husband Chandler Powell. She's the daughter of late TV personality Steve Irwin. The young couple is smiling with their eyes closed in the picture. Irwin is holding a baby kangaroo, and Powell has a koala in his arms. Irwin and Powell tied the knot in March and announced her pregnancy in August.
While CD sales have continued to decline, a new report from the Record Industry Association of America says records have finally outsold CDs for the first time since 1986. Records accounted for $232.1 million of music sales in the first 6 months of 2020. CDs brought in $129.9 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.